in life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is, Pastor, can I tie the pig? No. Give me your cash for my Escalade. You know, I recently went to a church and I saw a pastor driving an Escalade, a really fancy Escalade. And, you know, it came to my attention that I thought that this pastor was very materialistic, and I'm sure that today you've probably have seen very materialistic pastors. Pastors are all about money, and you've probably went to their church and they've asked you, and they just pushed the tithe and tithe and tithe, and they've pushed Malachi 3:8 on you. You know, but what does the Bible really say about tithing? And this is what I want to talk to you today. What is the tithe? Well, you know, the word tithe comes from an old English root meaning of one-tenth. The word tithe is one-tenth of something. So what does the tithe mean? It's one-tenth of something. You know, in the Bible talks a lot about tithing, but in this very prosperous, materialistic society that we live in, more and more people really push tithe. More and more churches really are pushing tithe. Pastors are driving fancy Escalades, and the truth of the matter is, what does the Bible say about tithing? It is a common English translation for the Old Testament Hebrew asar word group. The tithe was an offering of one's agricultural income to the Lord as an expression of thanks and dedication. And in the Old Testament agricultural economy, tithes were paid not in cash, gold, or goods, but in crops or livestock. For only the agricultural fruit of the promised land was to be tithed, not other forms of income. So the Bible says that the tithe was actually agriculture. it was crops or livestock, not just for any farmer, but this agriculture fruit that came when the Israelites would hit the promised lands. So it was when they arrived in the promised lands, then they would tithe their livestock, their crops, or any other agricultural fruit. And this was the only form of income that was to be tithed. Now, let's take a look at what's going on in America. Everybody wants money. The pastors look at it as money, but money was not the tithe. Money has nothing to do with what tithing is, but if you ask any pastor today, they're going to push Malachi 3:8 and they're going to tell you that you need to tithe 1/10 of your net worth or 1/10 of your paycheck. And although today we commonly think of the tithe as 10%, as a result, apparently there are three tithes in the Old Testament. Two every year and the third every third year, and on the average of 23.3% of one's annual produce from the land. What land were we talking about? The promised land. And there was also a provision for free will offerings and personal giving above and beyond the tithe, so that tithe never stood alone. Tithes were given by the patriarch Abraham in Genesis 14:17-20. I want to stop here and I want to tell you that pastors today that are driving Escalades around, what they consider tithe is your money. Pastors think tithing is money, but when you're going to see that the Bible says nothing about money. The Bible says nothing about tithe as money at all. In Genesis 14:17-20, after Abraham returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abraham, saying, "Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, Creator of heavens and earth. And praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hands." Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything he had. And Jacob in Genesis 28:22 says, "And this stone I have set up a pillar will be God's house, and all of you that you give me, I will give you a tenth." You know, the system of tithe was instituted in the law of God given through Moses in Deuteronomy 12, chapter 14 and chapter 26, and the prophets rebuked the children of Israel for failing to give the tithe to God. So the system was created. This 10% was part of the Mosaic law. This was created. And Abraham first was the first one to tithe. Yes, but what was the tithe? You know, the Bible is very clear that the tithe was never any kind of cash. The tithe was never cash at all. "Hey, pastor, can I tithe a pig?" No, give me your cash for my Escalade. That's what you're going to hear from the pastor today. But tithing was never cash. No. In Malachi 3:8, and every church around America, you're going to see that they will use this verse to say that you're robbing God if you do not give them your money. They will use this. "Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and you have kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me, but you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse." So what was these tithes and offerings? Well, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, to see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there will not be room enough to store in it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops and the vines in your fields, and they will not drop their fruit before it's ripe, says the Lord Almighty. What was these tithes and offerings? Well, they were one-tenth of farmers' crops. They were the grains. They were the fruits. They were, if you could imagine a farmer, all these farmers that had a silo or crops, and he had a church with a silo, they would take tenth of what they farmed and they would give it to God. What was this tenth? Agricultural tithe. Crops. That's what it was. It was an agriculture economy. Tithes were not paid in cash, gold, or goods, but in crops or livestock and for agricultural fruit. And this was from the promised lands. Yes, this was an agriculture economy that was happening here today. So the tithe was agricultural giving. And you're going to see that tithing has nothing to do with cash, gold, or anything like that, but tithing has to do with generous giving. Giving. You know, and the idea of tithe is still present in the New Testament. In Matthew 23:23, we read this. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin. So what was the Pharisees? They were given a tenth of their spices, their mints, their dills, their cumins. This was all an agriculture economy. But you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. You know, but it is never explicitly applied to believers. And yes, in this agriculture economy, tithing had nothing to do with cash. And you will not see this in the churches today in America. Because what you're going to see is more pastors driving around their fancy Escalades, living in their fancy house, and they're going to build more bigger churches. But tithing had nothing to do with your cash. And this is very debated among theologians today, but it had nothing to do with your cash. Hey, pastor, I can give you a tenth of my pig. No, I want cash. No, I want cash for my new Escalade. You know, instead, almost all Christians are called to a more extravagant free will giving in response to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ based on faith in God as a provider. In 2 Corinthians 9:6-10, we see that God reminds us to give generously, that generosity is very much encouraged. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided into your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Yes, in this agricultural economy, God does not demand you to tithe, but He demands you to give generously. God wants you to give generously. Come on, somebody. But the tithe that we see today in America, it's all about your cash. That's all they're concerned about is cash. Cash is all they care about. You know, so the income of the Lord, the income of the Lord was an agricultural income. This was an agricultural income to the Lord as an expression of thanks and dedication. And in this agriculture economy, tithes are paid not in cash, gold or goods, but in crops and livestock. And crops and livestock, yes. You know, neither the tithe was never the standard of Old Testament generosity, nor is it the standard of Christian generosity today. Tithing may be helpful guidelines as we strive to develop a lifestyle of even greater giving, but it was and is possible to tithe faithfully while neglecting true biblical generosity. As Jesus points out to the Pharisees, see note in Matthew 23, verse 23, what does the Bible say? The Bible is very clear that the scribes in Matthew 23:23, that the scribes and Pharisees they gave a tenth. They gave a tenth. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, your rue, and other kind of your garden herbs. But was this the kind of tithing that Jesus Christ wanted? Did he require a tenth, or was there something more to this Christian life than just tithing a tenth? First, a close look at the Old Testament and other ancient Jewish evidence shows that the tithe, as a mandatory gift equaling a tenth of one's income, only applied to crops and animals from the Promised Land, not to all income in any kind or place. Moreover, 10% was never the standard, for there were three tithes, two every year and one every 3 years, and many other offerings and gifts that was also a part of Jewish life. So the tithes didn't happen every Sunday. There were two every year and there were one every 3 years. That was the actual tithe. And many others, offerings and gifts, were also a part of the Jewish life. So in the Old Testament today, God usually requires far more from His people than the 10% we typically assume. And these 10% we typically assume comes from the church. Hey, pastor, I can give you a tenth of my pig. No, I want cash because I need to pay for my new fancy Escalade. So does Jesus require you to tithe? Well, that's a very good question. Did Jesus require you to tithe? No, in fact, Jesus expected much more from His followers. His command was to love others as we love ourselves, and as He loved us is a far higher standard than the tithe. You know, it's very interesting to note that none of the four passages of the New Testament where the tithe is mentioned requires Christians to tithe. No. Nor do these same passages expect Christians to stop at tithing. Not at all. Come on, somebody. In Luke 11:42, woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, your rue, and all kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. And in Matthew 23:23 recalls Jesus' condemnations to faithful tithers for failing to do justice and mercy. Jesus tells them that they should indeed tithe, but He also would have told them that they should indeed circumcise their sons, sacrifice in the temple, participate in Jewish festivals, and Sabbath observance, and other such law-keeping practice no longer mandated for Christians. So what was the tithe? Well, it was the law. It was the law that came down when Abraham tithed and from Melchizedek of the Old Testament. So does anywhere in the Bible does it say a Christian should tithe? And since we are dealing with an agricultural economy, we are dealing with only 23.3% of farmers who lived in the Promised Lands anyway, and that kind of tithe was only three times a year. we were going to three times a year in that kind of tithe. So in Luke 5:12-14, Jesus heals the man with leprosy. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go. Show yourself to the priest and offer what? A sacrifice that Moses commanded you for your cleansing as the testimony to them." And what was that sacrifice? Well, it could be some form of agriculture. Maybe a sheep. The Bible uses the word sheep a lot. And here in Luke 18:12, we read, "I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get," where the Pharisees go above and beyond tithing on fruit of the land to everything. In the same verse, he goes above and beyond on fasting and by doing more that was required. Our attitude and kingdom agenda of justice and mercy are more important than tithing according to the Old Testament laws. So should a Christian tithe? No. The Christian should not tithe. This is an Old Testament law, and the tithe was from the promised lands to give 10%. And the tithe was only a tenth of what you have of produced with agriculture. And in Hebrews 7:4-10, just think how great he was. Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of a plunder. Now the law requires the descendants of Levi, who became priests, to collect a tenth from the people. That is, from the fellow Israelites, even though they also are descendants from Abraham. This man, however, did not trace his descendants from Levi, yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. And without doubt, the lesser is blessed by the greater. In the one case, the tenth is collected by people who die, but in the other case, by him who is declared to be the living. One might even say that Levi, who collected the tenth, paid the tenth through Abraham, because Melchizedek met Abraham. Levi was still in the body of his ancestors. And this does not advocate that Christians should tithe, but specifically say that it was something done by Jewish people for Levitical priests on the basis of law. And so the writer then uses Abraham's tie to Melchizedek as allegorical proof that Melchizedek's superiority to the Levitical priest. Instead of settling for 10%, we should note the command to give generously and radically, just as Jesus gave to us, loving God with all that he had and loving his neighbor, even his enemies, as himself, just as Jesus did in Matthew 22:37-40. So what was this law of tithing? Should Christians tithe? That is, what does the Bible say about Christians tithing? The truth of the matter is, there's nowhere in the Bible says that Christians have to tithe. But what it does say is that we should give generously. "Oh, come on, Pastor. I'll give you a tenth of my pig." No, I need your cash for my new Escalade. The truth of the matter is, you will not hear that the tithe represented an economical agriculture economy, and that tithe was only crops. Fruits, livestock, these were the tithes. It was fruits and livestock and crops. This was the tithe, and it was only those that would, when they entered to the promised land. So the tithe was a law, and the argument people will say that Jesus did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. That is the argument. Yes, the tithe was something of the Old Testament law, but Jesus, when he came, no longer does Christians have to tithe, but to give generously. So the tithe can be anything. A 10% of something to give generously back to the Lord. It doesn't have to be your cash. No, but you won't hear that into the church today. You won't hear about cash. All you hear is about cash. But that is not what the tithe is. In Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments." In 2 Corinthians 8, 9, 1 John 3, 16 through 19, what is the greatest commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it the tithe? No. The greatest commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ is to love your neighbor as yourself. It's to love. This is greater than even tithes, and this is why when Jesus confronted the scribes and the Pharisees, he said this. He said, look, there's something deeper than the tithe. There is something more than the tithe. There is something that I want you to understand that is greater than the tithe. And John the Baptist raised the standard of giving to 50% in Luke 3:11. John answered, "Anyone who has two shirts should share the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same." So what does the Bible require us as Christians? That is to give generously. Has nothing to do with giving your cash to the church. No. "Hey, pastor, can I give you a tenth of my pig?" No, I need cash for my new escalator. So many preachers out there today, they want your cash. They want your cash to build their big, to add to the church. They want your cash to add to their ministry, but the truth of the matter is the Bible says nothing about tithe as cash. But the true tithing of a Christian is not, Jesus does not require him to tithe, but to give generously. And that is to give anything. The tithe is tenth of anything. And Jesus exhorts us to give 100% in Luke 21, verse 1 through 4, the widow's offering. "As Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury, he also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Truly I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she also out of her poverty, but in all she had to live on." So obviously the tithe has nothing to do with the amount that you give, but it was a heart issue, and I'm here to tell you today, what you will not hear in the church is that tithing has nothing to do with money at all. No, Jesus does not require you to tithe into the church. So be very careful when you tithe. Be very careful. So the scarce mention of the tithe in the New Testament is evident, not that God expects less of us today, but that far more is possible. The tithe is still a helpful guideline insofar as it reminds us to give proportionally to the Lord as He has blessed us, since He owns it all anyway. But by New Testament standards, settling for 10% can be a recipe for condemnation from Jesus if we are neglecting true generosity, just as it is for the tithing Pharisees in Matthew 23:23. "Woe to you, teachers of the law, the Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin." Of course, this is an agricultural economy, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law. And what does God require of you? And that is justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. So does the Bible say we have to tithe to the church? No. But the Bible does say that we should give generously. Give generously whatever you'd like. "Hey, pastor, I got a pig. Can I give it to you?" No. "I want my cash for my new Escalade." You know, apparently only those who own land in ancient Israel, the promised land itself, would have tithed an average of 23.3% of agricultural produce. There is no evidence that the tithe was ever applied to those who did not own land or to those who did not live in Israel. Listen, there is no evidence that the tithe was ever applied to those who did not own land or to those who did not live in Israel, with one exception, the Levites would give a tenth of the tithe to the priest, who also were commanded to tithe from what had been given to them in Numbers 18:26-28. This shows us that even full-time religious workers were subject to the law of tithing. However, Israelites who had become poor and lost their land are those who had moved to the cities and engaged in non-agriculture trades almost certainly would have been exempt from the tithe under Old Testament laws. So who were the ones of the Old Testament that was supposed to tithe? Yes, 23.3% of the agricultural produce came from what? It came from those who owned the land. These were the ones that were required to tithe. It was the ones who owned the land. But the poor, the ones that lost their land, or those that have moved to cities or engaged in non-agricultural trades, almost certainly would have been exempt from under the Old Testament law. Yes, in Numbers 18:26 through 28, speak to the Levites and say to them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe I give you as your inheritance, you must present a tenth of that tithe in the Lord's offerings. Your offerings will be reckoned to you as what kind? A grain from the threshing floor or juice from the wine press. In this way, you also will present an offering to the Lord from all the tithes you receive from the Israelites. From these tithes, you must give the Lord's portion to Aaron the priest. So, what was the tithe? Well, it was an agricultural tithe. But you're not going to hear that in the church today. They're going to want your cash. You're not going to hear that when you go to church Sunday. The pastor's going to want your cash. But the truth of the matter is the Bible does not say that tithe has anything to do with cash, but tithe is only generous giving. So does the Bible require you to tithe? No. The Bible requires you to give generously. You know, the Bible does require us to give generously, and the law of tithing has been abolished through Jesus Christ. And whatever you give generously, give it with your heart unto the Lord, just as the woman who only gave 2 denarii. She only gave 2, but she gave a lot more than all the money. And I'm here to tell you today, churches are corrupt in America. Churches have become evil. Pastors are riding around Escalades. The churches are joining a one world religion. Come on, somebody. This is an evil society and we need Jesus back. And I want you to really understand what tithing is. So, should a Christian tithe? No. The Bible says no. But a Christian should give generously in any way he likes or she likes. Whether it's your time, whether it's a one-tenth of your pig, whether it's one-tenth of your cat. No, not one-tenth of your cat. I'm joking. But, you know, tithing can be anything. And it's a hard issue. And Jesus said, there's a lot that goes deeper than the tithe. So the next time you go to a church and the pastor just preaches Malachi 3:8 to you and pushes you to tithe your money and your cash, be very aware of that church. Because tithing had everything to do with agricultural economy, and only 23.3% of the Israelites were farmers in the promised lands. Are you ready to fly today? Are you ready to fly? Yes, let's start giving generously, and pastors, stop stealing money from the poor. Amen.
The best things in life are free. Can give them to the birds and bees. I want the money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. money don't get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.